Deuteronomy says he gives the instruction to keep his word 41 times. Cleave to the Lord, I believe, is 35 times. Say cleave. Your life is about cleaving. Cleaving to the Lord. What does it mean to cleave? You lock on. You don't let go. You lock on. The enemy's sole purpose in life is to break the union you have with God. God's sole purpose to keep that union. Amen? He's always going to, thank God we teach that. I mean, it's even difficult when you teach it all the time, but you can imagine what it's like when people don't even teach, they just let go. You can't just let go and say, okay, it's all in God's hands. It doesn't work like that. There is a letting go of your circumstance, but you can't let go of God. Because what a lot of people do is they let go of God, and they say, well, it's in his hand. You got to cleave to him. You got to let go of the circumstance. Amen? But you have to cleave to him, and then what he'll do is teach you how to operate from that union. Deuteronomy 6, I remember when he first broke this whole chapter. I mean, he broke the whole chapter. It was amazing because he gave this chapter right before they went into the promised land. They were sitting on the Jordan. I believe, actually, I can't prove it, but some Bible scholar probably could, that this is the exact place where the Lord was baptized when they went over the Jordan. I can't prove that, but I believe it. That the place they went over was the same place he was baptized, being the bridge to the promised land. Amen. So he preaches this entire chapter right before they go over the promised land. He says, now keep these words. Don't let it go. Cleave to the Lord. These words will be in your heart. But notice what he says. And here was his promises, verse 10, Deuteronomy 6. And it shall be when the Lord thy God has brought thee into the land, because he's about to bring us into the land. Amen. We're moving into the land. You don't forever stay in the wilderness. We graduate from the wilderness. It shall be. Say, it shall be. It shall be. When the Lord shall brought thee into the land, which he swore unto the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he's still fulfilling Abraham's promise. He's still fulfilling. He told Abraham, I'm going to bring these people in this land. He told Moses, you're going to bring them in. But he's still feeling that because we're coming into a land. It's not a natural land, but it's a spiritual land that produces a heavenly blessing, a heavenly glory. It's a land of promise. Amen. He says, and to give you great and goodly cities that you didst not build, houses full of good things you did not fill. That's pretty good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Everybody spends their whole life filling a house up with stuff. And God said, if you'll do it my way, I'll give you the house and I'll fill it. Amen? With all good things. And you don't have to go in debt and spend your whole life doing it. These are promises. Hallelujah. Houses and then wells already digged. You didn't have to dig. That was water. That was substance. That's substance. That water was everything back in those days. You didn't have water, you had nothing. They were agriculture society. And he goes, I'm going to give you a well already digged. Amen. Vineyards and olive yards already planted. You didn't even have to plant. They're already planting. All you got to do is reap. Say reap. You see where, what's this saying? He says, when you go into the promised land, you're not working, you're reaping. All you're doing is freely reaping. Amen. Somebody else did it. You're reaping. Say freely reaping. He was dealing with the people that came out of Egypt, but all they ever did was work for everything. The world system will keep the people of God under bondage as long as the people of God choose to stay under bondage. Because the world system is a dominant system and it wants your servitude for life. It'll reward you, but you have to serve it. Always be under its system, but God will freely, say freely, freely, but to freely reap, you got to go where God says to go. So he says, if you'll back up, he tells you how to do this. Glory to God. And it takes time to learn how to do this. You think it's easy, but it takes time to get in there and learn how to do this. You just got to be committed to God's way. Amen. Everyone say, we're committed to God's way. Say, hear, O Israel, verse 4, the Lord our God is one God. And in verse 5, I love it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. All. God doesn't require much, just all. Now, we don't mind serving him with all our heart, but he said, love him. There's a lot of people who go to church. They'll give their whole life in servitude, but that's not what he's saying. He said, love the Lord your God. That's harder to do than serving. You can get in a works-oriented mode with God and just serve. It's a good thing to be served, but he said, love. Love him. He goes, if you can do this, say, love the Lord with, you got to find that balance, because if you love him all, then you'll walk with him and you'll work with him and labor with him. There's a difference between laboring in the systems of religion or the systems of the world, or laboring under the presence and love of God. Amen. We're going to get this right. Amen. Because God's not going to stop till we all get it right. Hallelujah. When we get it right, kingdom's coming. Amen. And, well, how do I know when kingdom comes? Well, you won't really have to ask that question. When kingdom comes, it comes. Amen. Everybody, you'll know it. Everybody around you will know it. Hallelujah. See, so you love him with all of your might, all of your strength, all of your soul. Well, how long do I have to do that? Always. Oh, he's going to teach you to do it always. It's what he teaches you. He wants you. This is, but there's a reward for this. God loves you regardless of it. He loves you unconditionally. But boy, when we can get in there now, the New Testament really hones us in. The book of John will hone us in the union with God, but he was already honing them in back here. Amen. Even when they really couldn't do all this fully. And he said, these words which I command thee this day, he'll tell you, look at this. The word of what? Be in your what? Heart, say heart. And he goes on and says, keep them in your heart. Keep them there. Keep them there. Solomon said, keep them there. The Lord said, keep them there. Keep them. Got to keep that, what you have, because it's very slippery. Amen. Higher you go, the slippery it gets. Amen. The enemy will work against you in the high places and it gets slippery. But God will also, there's plenty of mercy and there's plenty of grace and there's wisdom to stay in the high place. Amen. If you get knocked off the high place, just climb back up. Amen. Everyone say, climb back up. Praise God. You're not always going to stay in the high place, not in the beginning, because it takes time to stay and learn how to stay up there. You have to learn to respect that place big. A lot of ministers hit the high places with God and they lost it because they didn't respect it. Because it's so free up there, you get a euphoric feeling all the time. Like it's going to be like this forever. And if you lose your position and you allow the enemy to displace you, because he wants to displace you, because he can't touch you up there, so he wants to displace us. Well, you just got to climb back up. Amen. Grab a hold of the mercy of God and climb back up. Look at your neighbor, say, climb back up. He says, teach them diligently. Under your children, talk. Say, talk. You got to talk. Got to learn to speak. Keep them in your heart. Those are the very key principles of the kingdom of God, is love the Lord your God, keep his word in your heart, keep it in your mouth. Those are principles that will never change. Old Testament, New Testament, those principles are the key to anyone's long-lasting success in God. Love the Lord your God, cleave to him, keep his word in your heart, keep it in your mouth, don't let it go. Look at your neighbor and say, don't let it go. Don't let it go. There are going to get times you'll get tired, but don't stay tired. Don't stay tired. You got to stir yourself. There are times you won't get in, you know, it's just not working that day. Don't stay that way. Stir yourself up, well, because there's no greater place in the world but living in the high places of God. The freedom, the liberty, the air, everything is so beautiful, so free, so wonderful. And we can stay there. The Lord was our example. He taught us how to stay up there. Amen. Glory to God. And so he says, talk of them when you sit in thine house, when you walkest in your way, when you lie down, when you rise up, pretty much all the time. Speak and not grow weak. Amen. Speak and not grow weak. Speak the word. Hallelujah. We have a whole confessional manual. If you don't know how to speak the word, it's already made in confession. Anna spoke it in. Glory to God. Oh, I do right here. Now, notice what prayers he's been answering. Listen to this. This is an introduction to this book. Prayer of Jabez. Father, I thank you. You have blessed me indeed this day and enlarged my territory. Your hand would be with me. You would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. That's a powerful word. What about this? Prayer of communion. See if he's been answering this one, because back then we prayed this. I confess this all the time. He's answered this. Listen to this. Father, I ask you this day for the grace to abide continually within your presence, that I may walk before you in unbroken fellowship and communion, and that you would make known unto me the mystery of oneness with you. This was 20 years ago when we had known nothing about oneness. And look how he's answered that prayer. Look how he's brought the kind of revelation and understanding and wisdom that would teach us how to walk in oneness with God. Isn't that glorious? Hey, enlarge our territory, enlarge our heart. I kind of wish he'd answered it a little sooner, you know. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you that I'm confident this day because I ask according to your will. I know that you hear me. Because you hear me, I receive the petitions that I desire of you. Woo, Father, I thank you that you answer me before I call. I like that. He answers me before you call. This day, and while I'm yet speaking, you hear me. Father, I think you do exceeding, like this one, abundantly above all that we ask or think. According, say according, I feel the Spirit of God through the power that's working in us. Father, you grant us this dunamis power that's working in us. Say dunamis. Dunamis is working in us, working in us, working in us. Working in us, Father, working in us, working in us, working in me. These words will be in your mouth. Bind them on a sign upon thy hand. Look at that. Keep them in the frontlets of your eyes. That's not just these eyes. There's keep my word, my promise. He's talking about these words of the promised land. Love the Lord your God, but keep these words of the promised land in the frontlets. Keep your focused. Amen. Because you're going to go where you're focused. If there's anything I've ever learned about God, you're going to go where you're focused. Wherever your focus is, that's what the enemy's constantly fighting focus. You think that warfare is just warfare. What he wants to do is pull you out of focus and looking at the warfare. And God wants us to keep you focused. I tell people all the time, I said, listen, if you learn to be heavenly and glory-minded, you'll learn to be glory-minded, you won't be giving attention to the warfare. If you get warfare-minded, you're going to always, always, always be in a battle. You're going to be in a... Listen, battles come to everybody, but it's your focus. Because if you're focused on the heavenly things, those things will they'll fall right off of you. But if you get focused into battle and warfare, if you get focused into those things, you'll always be focused. And the enemy, he'll hook you in and keep you focused under warfare. And you're always fighting something, always going through something. Amen. So what's on your lips is what I've gone through today. Enemy fighting me today, going through this battle, going through that battle. Do you have any idea what I'm going through today? Then you'll, if you even stay with it, you'll start wearing badges of how much I've been through. Well, let me show you my badge. I open my coat. I look at all these badges. This was yesterday, day before that. So what a great man of God I am, all the stuff I'm going through. But if you're heavenly minded, this stuff falls right off of you. The trials come, but they don't feel them because you're heavenly minded, because I'm focused on the glory. I'm not focused on the warfare. Amen. Warfare comes. I mean, don't kid yourself. He said he was going to come, but I'm focused on the glory all the time. I'm always focused on the glory. I'm always focused. The Lord had warfare all the time around him, but it never fazed him. He said, the thief cometh, but he has no place in me. He's constantly having, half his disciples walked away from him in John chapter 6. When he said, I'm the bread, you're going to have to eat me. He said that. And they said, that's what he said. He goes, I'm the bread of life. He that eateth this bread. He said that to them, and they walked away from him. half his disciples. He turned to his 12. He said, you going to walk away too? I mean, he had people, he had disciples walk away from him. But he stayed in his Father's plan. He stayed in his Father's focus. Amen. He never deviated from what he saw the Father do. Even the night of his crucifixion, he goes, you're all going to leave me. You've been with me 3.5 years. You've told me how much you love me. Every one of you are going to leave me tonight. You're going to leave me alone. He said, but I'm not alone. My Father's with me. One thing he did that was needful, more than anything, he stayed close to the Father. He did not seek to please man, but he did stay close to the Father all the time. He cleaved to the Father. That was his success. He cleaved in union. That's what we do. We cleave. You feel that presence in here? You cleave to the Father. You cleave to God. That's the one thing that's needful. Because if you get distracted and you move out of the one thing that's needful, then everything gets out of alignment. Then you're fighting all kinds of stuff you weren't even designed to fight. Amen? I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord tell me something. He goes, some of you are in warfare right now because you've lost focus. And because when you lose focus, warfare has always been there. But because you've lost focus, you're now refocused on the warfare instead of God. If you refocus on God, refocus your love, you won't even know the warfare is there anymore. When you're in love with God, sometimes I'll come out of the presence of God and Arnold will remind me, you know, we do have this over here. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I just don't feel it. Hallelujah. Because you're living in another realm. Amen. How many want to live on another realm? Well, I feel the honey. I had something unique happen yesterday. I'm going to ask for this today when we pray. I was in the rest. Something's kind of happened in the Garden of Rest lately. The Tree of Life has been very present there. When I'm in that garden with him, when I lay down in the green pasture, I don't know how to explain it, but there's a white glory comes over this place, and I'm very aware of it, but the Tree of Life is becoming brighter and brighter in that garden. And the other day, I just kind of walked towards the Tree of Life, and the Lord said, just stand under the Tree of Life. And I started feeling, I saw it in the spirit. I don't normally see it like this, but I saw it yesterday pretty. I saw honey dripping from it. And I stood under it, and he said, now just stand under it. And I felt the honey presence of the Lord just flood over me. It was just amazing. How many of you know what the honey presence of the Lord feels like? The sweetness, and it was just amazing to stand there and just have that drip over you in the spirit. It's, wow. I'm going to believe God to do that today. Amen. But this is part of our inheritance with God is to dwell like this with the Lord. I just feel that sweetness right now.